The court system in the U.S. faces a backlog of immigration-related cases that is estimated to be at least 1.6 million, and there are concerns the number will grow dramatically if the Title 42 border policy is in fact removed later this month. The backlog also isn't helped by a shortage of immigration judges. And not only are there not enough judges, those who handle immigration cases have a unique designation of being under the Department of Justice, which causes further complications. I spoke earlier with Judge Samuel Cole, Executive Vice President of the National Association of Immigration Judges, and I began by asking him to explain the complications of the connection of immigration judges with the DOJ.
They don't do a very good job of managing a court system. So we have been underfunded and managed in a political way. And what that means is anytime a new administration comes in, whether it's Democrat or Republican, they have their own immigration priorities. And oftentimes they require judges to shuffle their dockets, to stop what they're doing and refocus their efforts on whatever the current administration thinks is an important priority for that administration, which means that we have to put cases aside that should be heard. And it's slow and it's inefficient to do that. And we have not gotten the budget that we needed over the past several decades. There aren't enough immigration judges. There's been a real focus on enforcement of immigration law and an increase in Customs and Border Patrol officers, but there has not been an increase to that extent in immigration judges. It's grown over the past decade, especially the past 5 years, but has not kept up with the enforcement, which means there's more cases coming into the system and not enough judges to hear these cases. There's a bill in Congress now that was just introduced by Representative Zoe Lofgren to create an independent immigration court. An independent immigration court would take the immigration courts out of the Department of Justice and make it a separate entity that does not have the political control that we have now. And this is a phenomenal idea because having independent judges that aren't subject to the political machinations of the current, of whatever administration that's in power, will go a long way to both helping solve the backlog and helping create an environment where you have fairness, impartiality, independence, due process, and the perception of all of that for everyone who is part of the immigration court system.
Is there anything that could really make a productive difference other than separating immigration courts from the DOJ? Is that really the only thing that would have a true impact?
That is the major reform that will have an enduring impact on the integrity and independence, efficiency of the immigration court system. You can add as many immigration judges as Congress allows. But the problem is, Steve, we have paper files in the vast majority of cases across the country. Paper immigration court files, so-called records of proceeding, big blue folders that could be from dozens of pages to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages. And although there has been a movement over the past decade to electronic filing in immigration court, finally, just in the past couple months, this electronic case filing has reached all the courts, but it doesn't mean it's reached all the cases, because all the old cases, all this 1.6 million case backlog, the vast majority of them are still paper files, right? And so it's cumbersome, it's slow, it's inefficient. The federal US district courts have moved to electronic filing well over a decade ago. But the immigration courts, because as I mentioned, were managed by the Department of Justice, who has different priorities, we didn't get there. And so we're stuck with paper, inefficient paper files and paper filings for the vast majority of our cases. And it just slows us down.
As the backlog grows even more, and as there may be more issues related to migrants crossing at the border, any reason to think that would cause some action on what we're talking about here and actually to change the system for what you think would be the better?
I hope so, Steve. And it's too bad that the delay has such a real and personal cost to people's lives, right? There are non-citizens who are waiting for their hearing for years and years and years. You know, we say 1.6 million case backlog like it's just a number, but that number, every one of those cases is a person whose case is delayed, who's not able to make their case in immigration court, and they're waiting and waiting for their day in court. And that's really hard. They live a life of uncertainty, and they evidence that they may have of why it is they might not be able to return to their country of citizenship gets old and stale and lost. And it's really this delay in justice has real costs for real people. And I hope that because of how much the backlog is growing and how much attention it's getting right now, that Congress will realize this is the time to act. Like, this is, you know, it's not going to get better, right? With just hiring 100 more judges, it's going to continue to get worse unless there are fundamental changes in how the immigration courts are structured.
Why are immigration judges not permitted to speak out in the same way as other judges to express their thoughts on the court system? Why is that, and how is that affecting what you're doing, your colleagues are doing?
Steve, you're right. Immigration judges are muzzled by the Department of Justice. We are prohibited from speaking about immigration topics except through prior approval, including specifically what we're going to say by the Department of Justice. And this is not a type of limitation that independent judges have. It's very important for judges to educate the public, right? That's part of the role of the judiciary, is to engage in the civic dialogue of our nation. And because we're part of the Department of Justice, we are treated not like judges, but simply like federal employees who have severe limitations on what we can speak about and control over the topics. And in fact, the only way I'm able to speak to you today, Steve, is because I am the executive vice president of the Judges Union, the National Association of Immigration Judges. And because of that, I could speak to you in that capacity. But if I didn't have that title and I was just an immigration judge, not being part of union leadership, I would be absolutely barred from speaking to you without prior approval from the Department of Justice. And that really is not good for the public's understanding of what's going on in the immigration courts, because we as judges have a unique and important perspective on the things that we're seeing.
That is Judge Samuel Cole of the National Association of Immigration Judges. Judge Cole, thank you for the time.
Thank you very much, Steve.